This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. Our homes have become the center of our universe as we spend more and more time at home. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has ideas to help lower your bills. Visit ComEd.com/home savings. All right, and this is the sound of Hey, I Was Wondering returning. As the Hey, I Was Wondering mailbox fills up, if you have questions you're wondering about, things you'd like to talk about, clear up, whatever they might be, you can email us, you can text us at 60123, you can go on our social media sites and leave them there, and you know the rules, if we use your Hey, I Was Wondering, those Eric in the Morning travel mugs will eventually be shipped your way.
I really miss this. I didn't think I'd miss it as much as I did.
Yeah, me too. All right.
It's a good segment.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you, Milo.
Got a winner.
She's actually reviewing us like the sports guys were reviewing
exactly.
Last night.
I like it.
Hey, good morning, Eric. A longtime listener, first time emailer. I've been wondering if Melissa misses her weekend lunches at Costco. I remember hearing a few weeks back before the stay-at-home shelter was put in place that on her weekends she would spend them walking through the aisles of Costco looking for free food and lunch.
Oh, yeah.
What do your weekends look like now that Costco isn't giving out the samples? By the way, here's my home address for that mixed coffee mug. Thanks, John.
Way to work it.
John. Melissa?
Well, I do miss it. I mean, I have had to go to Costco maybe twice since this whole sheltering in place thing has started. And yeah, you know,
did you have to wait to get in?
I did. I had to wait in line. They actually had crates outside to make a line kind of zigzag around.
Gotcha.
To separate people, and then the blue tape on the ground to make sure everybody was separated and that kind of thing. So it probably took about 20 minutes to get in. But yeah, as I roamed through, I noticed, you know, there were absolutely no samplings around, so it was a little disappointing. But, you know, I get it. I understand, and I'm patiently waiting till they come back.
How often would you go to lunch at Costco? Both days of the weekend, Saturday and Sunday?
Well, it was basically any time I needed a grocery run. So, for sure, once a week.
So, is Costco your primary grocery store, too?
It is for especially, like, bulk items, like when you need to go get, like, toilet paper and paper towel, and then you just get some food, too.
If Jewel or Mariano's said, hey, Melissa, we'll give you some free samples, we want you back, would you start going back to them, return to them to do your grocery shopping?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, I figured.
The Marianos, they do. When they open up new ones, the first, like, several weekends, they do
they draw
have
you
food.
In. They draw you in.
Some sample days, I think,
look,
regularly after they open
free
for a while.
Free food. Come on in. Come on
in. Of course.
Next thing you know, they got you hooked. Saturday night, the One World Together at Home concert on all the major networks. All the big stars turning out. All three late-night hosts. Teaming up to host together, Lady Gaga putting the thing on. Big stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big stuff. Everybody in their house sounding just slightly off-key.
Yeah, that's fine.
Listen to everybody sing and realize, all right, now I understand why they do this in a studio.
Yeah, keep it real.
And have all sorts of post-production available afterwards with a lot of thumping and, you know, and sonic machines and that kind of thing. Yeah. One World Together at Home, your top three favorite moments involved. Who? Lori.
Kesha, praying.
Kesha. How did I miss Kesha?
I totally missed that, too.
You probably went to the bathroom.
She did praying, huh?
I missed that 100%.
Yeah, that thing's a slow song, too, no doubt about it. I did like this one. Anne?
Yes. Favorite. I liked Elton John.
Elton John.
He had a basketball hoop in the bathroom.
Right, yeah, yeah, that rollaway basketball hoop. And he was having a hard time chucking like his dentures were going to fall out.
But the basketball hoop in the driveway was such a hilarious touch.
It was an interesting location that he chose to perform from. Did you hear, what song did he sing?
I'm still standing.
It wasn't I'm Still Standing. Yeah. I'm Still Standing, but he wasn't opening his mouth.
Well,
I was like, are his teeth going to fall out?
Oh, my God.
A lot done to that face and mouth, probably.
What's going on there? Oh. Hi there, Jane.
Yeah, hi. I'm awake. I'm on the Breakfast Club.
Oh, you're what?
I was awake for the Breakfast Club. You were saying nobody's awake.
Oh, okay, gotcha, gotcha. Yeah. All right, what was your favorite performance?
Oh, the Stones, Can't Always Get What You Want.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones performing, proving. How are those guys still alive? Look at this. We can all get through this together.
That's true.
Those guys have lived through it. They've lived through it.
My
God,
everything.
We're going to make it.
Absolutely.
Oh, true.
Your top three, 312-233-1019. You vote for what at number three, Jim?
Charlie Watts playing Luggage with the Stones. Or whatever he was playing.
He was
Stones
playing
thing.
The luggage for the percussion. Charlie Watts playing the luggage. I didn't see the Stones performance.
Oh, no, that was pretty good because they're in four separate boxes on the screen, four separate places, and they did it very well.
Oh, that's cool. You vote for who, Sandy, at number two?
John Legend didn't know the words to the very last performance with Celine Dion and Lady Gaga and Bocelli. He didn't know the words. He kept reading it.
Aha!
That's good. Good luck.
Yeah. Can't go off script. Yep. And then finally in at number one, I might agree, Gail, I liked the performance you did as well of?
Of Keith Urban, accompanied by Keith Urban, accompanied by Keith Urban.
There it is. Yep. Keith Urban, Cowboy Keith.
How'd he pull that off?
Trickery.
He must have an app.
He does have an app and three different camera angles, three different performances all melded together. So he was playing with himself, so to speak, which sounds bad, but you know what I mean.
Did you realize it? Because the first time when the second Keith Urban came on, I was like, holy cow, his guitarist looks just like him.
He took a second to pick up.
I'm like, he's even got the same tattoo as
That's really weird. It's nice that he's devoted to him.
Yeah.
And then Nicole Kidman walked out with one of the Keith Urbans, but not the other
two. That's right.
They said it's really bad to fall asleep in front of your TV. It's supposed to be really bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
But then another survey says 6 in 10 Americans say they rely on technology to improve their sleep. From using smartphones to set their bedtime and apps to limit evening screen time and a host of other things, they're saying, I got to incorporate more technology so I sleep better. Right. Me, I just think pills.
Yeah,
although, you know,
the
thing is, if you take I don't like taking melatonin anymore because I dream too vividly.
Really?
All night long. And then that makes me feel not well rested. Or the other option is to take a prescription sleep aid that I have.
Yeah.
But then a lot of times I'll wake up in the driveway with my pants on backwards and have no idea how I got there. Because it's just, you lose time. Six hours of your life just disappear.
Right.
Ability to put on pants.
Right. And I'm in New Orleans. I don't even know how I got there. So I try to avoid that. So what other things are there available to do? You suggest what when you can't sleep? 312-233-1019. Deb, when you can't sleep?
I use a fireplace light in my room to make finger puppets until I get bored and I go to sleep.
You just bore yourself to sleep.
All right.
Finger puppets.
I think I'd rather end up my pants on backwards in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Finger puppets.
I only know one finger puppet. I can't ever do more than that. Is there more?
I don't know.
You got 10 fingers, so the possibilities at least go up that high.
Show's going to start at 7.
I've always wondered that.
Swanee, I think that everybody on the show thinks we haven't gone on the air yet. I think we're going on at 7 like we did last week.
Is that what everybody's thinking?
It's like just an off-air warm-up?
Off-air warm-up.
All right. Hi, John, when you can't sleep.
I play video games on my phone.
Don't you feel like that activates your brain more than relaxes it?
No, because I'm playing solitaire or gummy drops. So.
Oh, something boring.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Nothing too heady. Nothing that's going to tax your brain too much. 312-233-1019. Anybody listening who? Most people, smallest space, self-quarantine. They say now people are experiencing too much togetherness. Oh, now it's happening?
Yeah.
It wasn't happening 3 weeks ago. I'd put up that it was happening 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who has the most people contained in one space? We want to start with 6. Hang on, Matthew. Hang on, Linda. Hi there, Bridget.
Oh, hi.
How many people are self-quarantined together?
There are 6 of us.
All right, there's 6. Okay. And who's in there?
It's myself, my husband, and my 4 sons.
Okay.
Oh, 4 sons.
There's a lot of man smell in the house.
A lot of food being eaten.
Right. Consumption is very high.
I bet.
Oh, my God.
What's the most difficult part of living around 5 males?
It's actually not so bad. Everyone's in their own little spot.
Right.
We're all in our own little area.
Any conflict yet?
Other than complaining that there's never any food.
You're like, hey, you could be out there living on your own if you want.
Exactly.
Right, yeah, I get it. All right, 312-233-1019. Matthew, how many people?
8.
8 people all contained in one area.
Holy cow.
Run me through those.
Myself, my wife, 2 boys, 2 girls, and my in-laws.
Oh, nice.
The in-laws, too, huh?
Nice. How big of an area? How big a house?
3,200 square feet.
Whoa, okay. That's a big one.
Has there ever been a moment that you've considered maybe a tent in the front yard?
I've thought about refinishing the basement and locking a few of them down there.
There you go. Which is harder, the in-laws or the direct family members?
of the in-laws, of course.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. That's tough to hear.
He's got eight. Linda, can you top that? He had eight.
My in-laws, my sister-in-law, they have nine in their family.
Nine.
Yikes.
Nine. There is my sister-in-law, her boyfriend, his son, my in-laws, her three kids, and then, of course, the son has a girlfriend living with him.
Oh, there you go.
They've been there for over a year.
A year? Wow. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
How big of a house?
It's about 2,300 square foot.
Man, you have to be like, in each other's face.
They are on top of each other. Are you getting any feedback from them? Are tension levels rising dramatically?
You know, it's not. They're a pretty easygoing family. We actually own the house. They rent it from us. Uh-huh. So, and they all are no essential workers. So they're there all the time. I'm on my way to work now. So I get to leave my house. So I'm happy.
I would be sleeping in the back seat of the car in the driveway. There's
well,
no
there
doubt
is
about
a
it.
Tiny house. There is a tiny house that one person goes to sleep in just to get away. They have a little tiny house built in the back of the yard.
Is it like a lotto? Who gets that each night?
They should do that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, right. I'm full of them. Yeah. Nine people all self-quarantined together. You thought you had it bad. Yeah, so this guy goes to Reddit and says, listen, I panicked. My daughter wasn't washing her hands and we couldn't find her doll. And so I said, well, you know, your doll passed away from coronavirus because we don't wash our hands enough. And his daughter looks horrified. And he's like, oh, my God, I didn't mean that. Right. He doesn't know what to do. And he feels terrible. He's traumatized, the poor kid. And you got to just say, I know. These are bad moments. They're not proud moments, but you survived them because your parents did the exact same thing to you. 312-233-1019. Because, Angel, your parents once told you what?
That they let my turtle go in the Indiana Ocean.
The Indiana Ocean. I wasn't aware that Indiana had an ocean.
Hmm.
Yeah. It took me until I was 16 to figure out that one out.
So you're more distracted by the geography than the loss of the turtle.
Up until then, you're like, we're not as far from the ocean as you think we are.
Yeah, the Indiana Ocean. It's an impressive body of water. Hi, Linda.
Hey. Yeah, I had a crazy chocolate lab, and I couldn't handle it anymore, so I told my son that she had to get married and go live with her husband.
You told your son that. Oh, so you're the one. I got it. Yeah. The crazy dog had to go marry the... I got it.
Right, right.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. I got you. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
I once told by your parents?
Yes. My mom told my sisters that I let the family dog run away. She told them that I opened the back door when I was really only two. And,
okay, so she put the heat on you with your sisters.
Yeah.
Let the two-year-old take the heat.
Right. It didn't come out until I was a teenager.
Uh-huh. So even for many, many years, you thought you would actually let your dog go?
Yes.
And what had happened to the dog? They just gave it away?
Yeah, he took it to the shelter because it wasn't a good dog. It was digging and running.
Yeah.
That was in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, all right, so we took the dog to the shelter. We can either own up to this with the kids or we can just blame it on the two-year-old. Let's blame it on the kid.
Still sticking with you.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, my great-grandfather taught us that when you die, St. Peter would put the entire world to darkness, and you'd have to find every crumb of food that you wasted with a fire burning on the tip of your finger, and slowly would burn through each of your fingers.
Wait a minute.
What? Because he didn't want you to waste food.
Was this so you ate more cleanly?
Just so that you would clear your plate.
Ah, all right. It's like maybe a mess. And he's like, you know, all those crumbs.
Twisted.
Yeah, when you die, you're going to actually be set on fire until you find all those crumbs.
Oh, my God.
Your great grandfather had quite the vivid imagination.
Yeah, he did.
Oh. Hey, Linda.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Your parents told you?
I grew up, it was my mom, actually. So I grew up in a household. I was five, and my sister was eight. My brother was nine, and my mom had a part-time job at night at Luther General Hospital in the emergency room.
I think I know her.
So she comes home one time, and she's tired and trying to convince us that she's tired of cleaning the house, that we should do more. So she says, I quit. I'm not the maid. And I, in that moment, a five-year-old mind was just like, well, if you're just a maid, who the heck is my mom? And had a complete meltdown.
Wait a minute.
Because she could not convince me. Yes.
Your mom. So you thought your mom was the maid because she says she's not going to be the maid. Then you thought you didn't have a mom.
Yeah.
Exactly. She said, I quit. I'm not the maid anymore.
Yeah, and, I don't know that I would have been able to figure that out even then.
Yeah, it's very confusing. Mom. Confused you.
Yeah. All right, well, if you're not the maid, that's fine. Will you send one over? Because I'm not cleaning this up.
Welcome to Lily's Bake Sale. Today, we're offering the red velvet cupcakes that Mrs. Johnson next door called breathtaking. Cash, credit, or online payment accepted.
Just like Lily, ComEd provides multiple payment options.
Need a gluten-free or vegan? Just ask our staff.
I'm not your staff. I'm your brother.
Choose the payment option that works best for you. Auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in person. Visit ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
One order of gluten-free cupcakes coming right up.
Gathering the results of the Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. Asking if you're working from home, if we can ask you a question about that. 312-233-1019. It's week 5 of the stay-at-home order. Maybe you've been home all this time working from home. So I'm looking for an answer to this question. Hi, Bonnie. Hello, Bonnie. Yo, Bonnie.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, you had us on mute, Bon.
I know. Sorry.
You're working from home, Bonnie?
I am.
Do you miss going to the office, yes or no?
About 80%. I'll be like Melissa and give you a percentage.
Okay, 80% of you misses it.
That works.
What do you miss about going to the office?
The social interaction of the employees. I know we're a small office, 18 people, but still, I miss laughing and talking.
Sure.
It's kind of boring here.
Yeah,
sure.
I hear that.
But you don't miss the actual work part of it, going to the office. You can just do all that at home and be just fine?
I actually miss that, too, because I have 3 computer screens at work, and I'm very spoiled, and here at home I have just one. So.
Right. It's actually harder to work from home. Okay, got it. Do you miss Mary going into work?
No.
Not at all. Why is that?
I don't know. I brought all my computer screens here, and I'm all set up nice, and I can take my dogs for a walk when I want.
Yeah.
And
your time is yours. They can't keep track of you, at least as far as you know. Although we mentioned last week the software they have now that they can keep track, employers can keep track if you're actually working.
Right. I don't like that.
They'll put that in there and you won't even know it's happening. The reason I bring this up is because there's a new site that simulates work noises if you miss going to the office.
Like
work noises.
Yeah. Karen talking next door in the cubicle?
Aptly called I Miss the Office.
Oh.
The site generates office noises such as squeaking of an armchair or someone humming nearby.
Oh my God.
Replicating
the
soothing tones of modern office life. The site also lets you add more sounds by clicking on the objects on the page so it'll add the different sounds you want in there and even lets you decide how many coworkers you'll have around so you can have that background noise.
I don't know.
The more employees there are, the noisier it gets. We just asked 10 people off the air. Do you miss going into work? 10 people that have been working from home for the past 5 weeks. Do you miss going to work? What percentage do you think said yes?
I'm going to say only split down the middle. 5.
5 said yes.
6 miss it.
7.
8 people miss going to work.
There you go.
You never thought you'd say it, but you do. As you enter week 5, you're like, man, what I wouldn't go into the office right about now. 41% of women never, under any circumstances, do this in front of their partner. 41%. It's caught off guard by this. Even now, 5th week of self-quarantine. You're like, no, look away. Mm-hmm. You can't see this. What would it be, Sean?
I was thinking it's go to the potty.
Go to the potty. No.
Oh, that's my guess.
Yeah, good guess.
You always
good
have to do that with the door open.
23% of men leave the bathroom door open within the first month of being in the new relationship. 8% of women do the same.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Depends what you're doing, but
leave the bathroom door open. No, 41% never in front of their partner, Margie.
Plucking unwanted facial hairs.
Plucking unwanted hairs, no.
Oh, that was a good guess, though.
No, I don't have the answer on that one, sorry. But I do have this, 41% never under any circumstances in front of their partner, Kelly.
Take off their makeup.
That is exactly right. Almost half.
What?
I know. I was shocked, too.
Why?
Almost
What's
half.
The big deal?
Never remove their makeup in front of their partner, ever.
Maybe because they don't want them to see how much is on.
Could
like,
be.
Whoa, that's how much you pick on
the process is you're chipping it off, scrubbing it away.
But yeah, you'd see the big difference, though, at the end.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Well, we see the difference, but maybe it's the taking it off part that freaks us out.
I guess.
41% of women never remove their makeup in front of their partner. Would you, Melissa?
Yeah, like, oh. I don't care.
What if your Zoom date from this past weekend said, hey, what do you look like without makeup? Would you go, all right, I'll take it off for you?
I didn't wear any makeup on the first Zoom date. I wore zero. Remember, I only did my hair.
How about the most recent one this past weekend, though?
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. I mean, I would do it.
You actually are working relationships in reverse. You're starting from no makeup and then adding it as the relationship goes?
That's kind of true, and I don't know why. The first one, I was like, I don't know about this. But he was so fun and easy to talk to. I put in a little more effort.
We as men are really excited when you're that enthusiastic about seeing us.
For
the first
sure.
One. You know what? I'm not even going to try at all.
No doubt.
I'll try to impress you. Let's talk to a pizza lover here. Hi, Omar.
Yes.
Hello. Are you there, Omar? Ooh, this sounds
hello.
Good. Hi, nice to talk with you. Omar, you're a self-described pizza lover, correct?
Yes, I am.
How many nights a week would you have pizza if you could?
Every day, every meal.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. You know, they say there's a pizza pandemic in place in addition to the regular one where all the frozen pizza's starting to disappear. You heard that, right?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no. We just ruined his day.
Yeah. That being said, we were just discussing it, and Violetta said that she had gone to the grocery store to try to buy a frozen pizza, and all the cheese pizzas were gone.
I don't... Cheese, no. I'd rather do, like, sausage or pepperoni.
Well, that was my next question. As a pizza lover, Omar, cheese pizza, is that a pizza of children? Or is that a pizza of adults, too?
I don't know who... Honestly, I think it's more like women like the cheese. Uh-huh. They don't like any meats or anything. My pizza needs like sausage, mushrooms, pepperoni. It can't be just cheese.
Like if you were having a pizza that was just a cheese pizza, would you feel that it was naked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very.
All right. That was my question because, you know, I find that cheese pizza connoisseurs tend to really stick to cheese pizza and they don't deviate. I mean, this is the way Whip lives his life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever he did when he was 8, he still does now, and that's how it works, and it works, and I'm not changing.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not trying any new candies.
No.
I'm not putting anything on my pizzas. I'm going straight down the road that I've always been on and never deviating or changing.
Just everybody does the meat differently. Like, I like my pepperoni on top so it can get a crisp. If they're going to put it under the cheese, I don't want it.
So yours is just a placement of the pepperoni.
Yeah, definitely. Oh. And I always order a pizza half cheese, half whatever. Like green peppers and sausage is my favorite.
Do you order it half cheese because it's a nod to your childhood and that's all you ate?
I enjoy it.
That and chicken. Well, I'm saying because it's a nod to your childhood and you enjoy it. But, you know, just like you got to have chicken nuggets and all that kind of stuff.
Because
kids will only eat cheese pizza, really.
Oh, still? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I make fun of them all the time. And now my son is finally starting to shift out a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, but it's like, you know, all they would ever order when they were kids, and so that's really all they'll do.
Would you ever notice it's greasy anyway when the cheese melts? And then if you add meat to it, any meat whatsoever, the grease just is out of control. It just, like, drips out of your mouth.
Yeah.
I don't
like
that.
That's the best part.
It just kind of grosses me
out.
No, I feel like the plain cheese makes it seem greasier than if you had have meats like distracting you from the grease.
Meats distracting you.
Maybe unless you have a pepperoni that's curling up and then there's a pool
like
of grease.
Just,
now all bets are off.
You won't really eat a cheese and sausage, will you?
Yeah, of course I will.
Will you?
I even like shrimp on my pizza, but I did have shrimp on my pizza. Yeah. I had shrimp on my pizza when I was a kid a few times, and maybe that goes back to that. Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
It's good. No. It's good.
That's
is it baby shrimp like from the Chinese places?
Yeah, like really small shrimp. Not the jumbo. That would be odd.
No super fan would ever allow you in their house. This might be what's happening in your home right now or over the weekend. The stalemate. Who's going to give? You're on week 5 of your self-quarantine, you and your significant other. And this is when nerves start to fray. Arguments are really kicking up. A little too closeness might be wearing on you. And you're wondering, okay, who's going to give in first? Who's going to be the first to apologize?
Oh, my gosh. What?
Why is it so hard to apologize first in relationship fights?
Okay.
Experts explain, but before we can even understand that, we got to find out generally in a relationship who apologizes first.
Oh,
yeah. Nina.
Yeah.
So you're in a relationship right now, married, dating. What are you?
We are married for about 3 years now.
Okay. When it comes to apologizing, who is going to be the one to do it first, you or him?
My husband.
He's going to be the one to apologize first.
Really?
Now, is that because he just gives in, or you hold out, or what is it?
It's a little bit of both. I hold out, and I think he just wants to sue the piece, and he doesn't want, like, any more, so he'll just apologize for whatever.
So you question whether or not he truly means it. He might just be trying to end it.
Yeah.
That's smart, though.
Yeah. Well, you're very astute in that analysis. Hold on. Thank you. Hi there, Tia.
I do.
Hi. You apologize first? Oh, you say women apologize.
Do.
Really?
Huh.
So,
although he would say he does.
He's a what?
He would say that he does.
So there's a disagreement in your house. Oh. He thinks he apologizes first, but you think you do.
Huh.
One of you has to be telling the truth. Do. One of you is not telling us the truth. Who is it really?
I really do.
All right. All right.
Okay. I mean, that's a clean cut. There's no whoever said it first.
Ray?
Yes.
The last two callers believe one says men apologize first, one says women apologize first. You're the tiebreaker. When it comes to relationships, who generally seems to apologize first?
Oh, it's men for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have thought.
Oh, yeah.
You guys think so?
Oh, without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Okay.
Oh, for sure. You're saying from personal experience too, Ray?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
How long will it go if you get into a disagreement with your wife before she would actually apologize? Could you hold out long enough?
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, men are usually wrong.
Yeah. That's it. Of course they are. Put the character voice on top of that.
I'm sorry, but it makes me laugh.
Well, I'm trying. We just asked 10 people off the air, 10 people off the air, who apologizes first in relationships, men or women? Violetta, what do you think?
I think
what do you think the answer is first, and what do you think the results were?
Okay, I definitely think women apologize first because I think we're more level-headed.
God.
And can see an argument maybe from more than just our perspective.
Sure.
But I think the caller is probably 6 people think that women apologize more.
Whip, would you like to get on that?
I think 8 out of 10 said men apologize
first. Men apologize first. What do you think, Melissa?
I think 7 out of 10 men apologize more.
The final tally, 10 completely random people in relationships stuck in quarantine with their significant others would know the truth. They say in their houses, at least, 7 out of 10 women apologize first.
Oh, really?
7 out of 10.
Hmm. And sometimes you apologize, you can't even get a response back. It's like, are you going to say it now too or not?
I don't know. What'd you say? I was just listening to Portugal, the man. I don't know. Speaking of hooking up and getting married, Melissa is now dating a guy on Zoom. They've become quite the couple. I believe they are exclusive.
Are you exclusive? Said that. There's been no talks like that.
Nothing like that.
Nope.
But a lot of dates.
How many dates have you been on with this one particular person on Zoom?
3.
And Melissa, my prediction is, seems to like this guy because she took the time on date 3 to put on makeup. The first 2, she did not.
Right. Nah, I was like, we'll see.
Right. So what happens on your most recent Zoom date? Did you learn anything interesting? Did you change the spot with which you did this?
A little bit. We decided we were both going to have a fire pit.
Fire pit, okay.
So, I guess earlier that day he had chopped down some dead branches from a tree, was like, yeah, manly. And I guess he did fall, though, so he kind of got hurt. But, so he was burning the branches, and I said, you know, that sounds so cool. I definitely want to have, like a fire pit going, you know, do something different. So it was like a fire pit date.
So did you have a fire pit?
Yeah, so I did it, too.
Okay. All right. And how long did the date go?
Maybe like an hour.
Okay. Is that longer or shorter than previous dates?
The first one was about an hour. Then the second one was like an hour and a half. And this one was back to an hour.
Okay.
So still long enough.
And during that time, do you ever struggle for things to talk about or does the conversation flow naturally?
Not really. You know, I tend to be, I think, a little bit like Whip sometimes because I don't like the silence, especially like when you don't know somebody that well. So you start kind of just talking.
So did the conversation back to the question, though, did it flow naturally or did you struggle to do it?
No. Yeah. It flowed naturally because, you know, I just kept talking.
So from your perspective, it flowed naturally. He might not think so because you just kept talking.
I suppose. That could
okay.
Be.
Okay. Now, when the Zoom dates end, like what happens? I mean, we all know what happens generally when regular dates end prior to all of this happening. Now in the Zoom, in the virtual life, the virtual dating life, how do things wrap up?
You know, mostly just like, you know, a conversation about how this feels different, you know, to, because you're not actually getting to like be with somebody face to face.
To grow up each other. You're not actually getting the face. Right.
Yeah.
To grow up each other.
Did you guys say to each other like, hey, I'd like to kiss, if like, I'd like to kiss you?
No.
Oh.
Nothing like that.
No. Fact, never even came up.
No, I wonder if like.
There's virtually no physical chemistry whatsoever.
No, it's just, you know, it's more, it has to be more casual and just kind of fun. But I mean, what's interesting about it is you're just finding out more like about their sense of humor and who they are, because you're doing more talking and like less kissing. And
right.
All that
less
stuff.
Kissing, more talking. But now, do you think. You know, this is your third Zoom date. Let's just say you go on a couple more, okay?
Okay.
And then out of nowhere, the governor says, all right, I'm lifting. Let's get back to our lives. And we all start to ease back in. Do you think this is, A, the kind of guy that will then result in you going out on an actual date? And, B, if that happens, will it be strange to see him in person versus on your computer screen? Like there's more comfort on your computer screen because you can keep him at arm's length.
Oh my gosh, there's so much more comfort because you're talking, but yet, you know, you're keeping distance.
One click, you can ditch him, you can never find
him. No, well, you know,
put yourself on pause.
I suppose you could. But yeah, now it's like, I think it would be really hard the first time because it would be very uncomfortable.
Would it be awkward?
And you wouldn't know if you would then be able to transition into like having additional chemistry than just like being chatting up and being kind of buddy friends, you know?
Do you think this will result in a face-to-face meeting ever? Yes or no?
Well, so far I would say yes.
Okay. All right. So that means you're planning on extending these Zoom meetings or these Zoom dates for some time.
Yeah, because these are easy.
Okay.
These are really easy.
What will it take to meet for you two to meet in person? How long? Like, like if they lift it, let's say they lift it May 15th. When do you think you'll see him in person for the first time? November?
I don't know. Probably sometime after that.
You need to start thinking these through, how quickly you want to see him, how much you like him, how quickly you want to see him. And
yeah, well, I think that it's made it easier to follow through, these Zoom dates, to follow through on actually meeting somebody because you already feel like you do know them a little bit. So I don't think it would take that long.
But it's so much easier now that the real date might feel so difficult. Like, you got to pick a place. You got to, like, decide, is he picking you up? You got to get dressed. You got to put makeup on. You got to do your hair.
I know all that stuff.
You guys don't know how hard it is to be a
girl. Presentable for another human being.
I know. It is hard. It's a lot of work.
Oh, man, I know.
It is. You have no idea.
So just might as well just lay on your couch.
God,
moan quietly. This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. Our homes have become the center of our universe as we spend more and more time at home. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has ideas to help lower your bills. Visit ComEd.com/home savings.